You wouldn't fake eating your own cum, now would you? Okay, so that's possibly a rhetorical question asked by me, Ms. Olivia, on coachedtoeatcum.com. We here at LDW do provide superior erotic phone sex fantasies, and we also help to bring many sex fantasies or a particular fetish into real life. So that's what this blog post is about. I did a poll about cum eating on our adult social networking site, Enchantrix Empire, and I asked if they wanted the fantasy only or if the desire is for reality, where a mistress is the cum eating coach. Sissies and many cross-dressers often know that they need a beautiful, dominant woman like Ms. Violet to make sure that the sissy eats cum for mistress. I am always interested in stories about coached cocksucking, and one of the precursors of that is autofellatio. But the question is, how do we know you're actually doing what you say you're doing? In the poll, it's a 13-to-1 vote for reality. Now that surprises me. One caller actually admits that he gets very close, and then, well, here's how he says it in his own words. If I'm not on cam, when I get that little insight of what's about to happen, I fake it and pretend to the mistress that I did it, but I really didn't. So that goes back to the original question. Do you want the fantasy only and you're going to fake it? Or, like this caller, are you going to make sure that you make your cum-eating fantasies real? That caller continues. So on webcam, I really don't want to disappoint my mistress. So I'm staring up at my little dick and she commands, "Open your mouth." My heart races and I do it. Also, when I set up the call, it's important for me to leave a very large virtual bouquet. It seems to increase my commitment to follow through and also increases the devastation and the haze when you are lying there after ejaculation, wondering how a very expensive load of your own jizz got in your own mouth. It kind of makes it all that much more pathetic. Okay, now you gotta love that. That is an innovative solution to the problem of losing the desire to eat cum after you cum. Well, one other solution, of course, is to keep upping the level of your cock teasing and denial games until your cock control means that you're in chastity. Then you'll be sure to get so needy that you'll do anything to cum. Oh, but wait, that's another blog post. For now, we want to know, have you ever lied about eating your own cum? What have you found to make sure that you fulfill your cum-eating fantasies? You can post here on the blog, or you can simply give us a call. 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Ms. Olivia during the day and Ms. Violet at night.